and twice on Sunday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. right here on WCNO.
Welcome to the Keeping It Real Estate Show. This is a live call-in show, and I'm your host, Luke Lewis, along with my co-host, Tiffany Young, where we dive into everything real estate, from buying and selling to making smart investments. Our mission? To educate and keep you informed on the latest happenings in your local market. We're glad to have you with us. Let's get started. Welcome to Keeping It Real Estate. This is a show where we keep it real about all things real estate related, and I'm your host tonight, Luke Lewis.
And I'm Tiffany Young, and as you know, every week we break down the ever-changing world of real estate to help you make smart decisions, whether you're buying, selling, or investing. And today we have a special guest on our show covering a topic that's very often deeply dived into, especially here in Florida.
Yes, especially here in Florida. That's right. But before we get started, I'd like to share a little bit about who we are. We're with Treasure Coast Realty Group, and we're located in Fort Pierce right here on Florida's Treasure Coast. And to give you a little bit of background about why we decided to do this show, we had people coming into the office from time to time that were either misinformed, just not informed at all about real estate. So we took the opportunity to get a chance to speak to everyone in masses, and we just thought it'd be a great idea to do a radio show and be able to communicate with everybody at one time. And while doing so, we'd like to also give you a brief reminder that this is a live call-in show. So if you have any conversation on the content tonight or just like to share a little bit about your experiences, feel free to give us a call at 772-221-1100. And again, that number is 772-221-1100. And we'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely. So our guest tonight is Ema Pierce Stanford, and she is our insurance agent partner. Hi, Ema. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Wonderful. We've been excited about getting you on the show. We've talked about this a couple of times, two or three shows ago, but mm-hmm. we were trying to save it. Mm-hmm. And now we don't have to savor it anymore. Mm-hmm. Right? We can go mm-hmm. right into it. So why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and whatever you've got to share a little bit about the insurance.
Absolutely. My name is Ema Pierce Stanford. I am an insurance agent. I've been in the insurance industry for 18 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my office is located in Broward County, but I serve Florida, Georgia, Texas. I'm licensed in many states. I've been doing insurance for a long time, and I just love what I do.
Wow, you're covering a couple of different time zones, aren't you?
I am.
Day starts pretty early for you, doesn't it?
It does.
Wow. Awesome.
That's good. Well, we want to talk about insurance tonight, and there is so much about insurance to be discussed. And we've got some questions for you. So before we get started, do you have like this your favorite song? Anything
so
at all?
Many. Okay. So many.
So think of one. So if we get to a question that you don't want to answer, just start singing. Okay. We know you.
Okay.
We know at that
okay.
point you're taking a knee.
Okay.
And we'll accept that as you just giving up.
No problem. But I'm an open book.
Good. Okay. Well, one of the things that we know a lot of people are questioning, especially when it comes to purchasing a home and getting insurance coverage, is exactly what insurance will they need of coverage when they're purchasing a home. So if you could tell us a little bit about that to get us started, and then we'll go into some other questions.
Absolutely. So there are several different types of policies. So depending on the type of home you're purchasing, mm-hmm. that's what's going to determine the coverage you should get. The most common is HO3.
Okay.
The HO3 will cover a single family home. If you're buying a townhouse or a condo, okay. the magic question is, who covers the roof? If the association covers mm-hmm. the roof, you would purchase an HO6 policy, and if they don't cover the roof, then you will have to get an HO3 policy. And all condos, they are covered through an HO6 policy.
Mm-hmm. And you would know that just by simply determining when the person is buying the house.
Yes, I do a fact finder.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. What about if you're buying a home and the 4-point, because in Florida, you know, you've got to do these 4-point inspections that go, I think they're HVAC, roofing, electrical, and some of the structures and
plumbing,
that
yeah.
you need to get that done in order mm-hmm. to have proper insurance for the mortgage company to give you a green light. So if you acquire a home or you're trying to get a house and something happens in the 4-point and it makes it ineligible for insurance, are there any options that people can take to get the home insured for purchase?
Absolutely. So a lot of people, when purchasing a home and they do get the inspection and mm-hmm. something goes wrong with the inspection, they think that they've hit a dead end.
No. You can't move on without it.
That is not the case. So we work with our clients, realtors or whoever, because a lot of times most of the issues can be fixed. The biggest issue we are running into is the roofing problem. If your roof is over a certain age, or if it's the life expectancy is done, a lot of people think that they cannot purchase insurance. We are able to provide insurance with a roof contract. So what you are doing is telling the insurance company, I've secured a contract and I will be replacing my roof as soon as I move in. So contrary to what everybody believes, there are things could be done that could be done.
You know, and hooking up your carriage or wagon to the right horses will give you that information when you're working in a realtor capacity to be able to know that, because there has been so many times that I've had people come to the table and say, I don't think we're going to be able to move forward because my client can't get insurance because of a roof.
The roof,
and they walk away not knowing there is an option.
Absolutely. A lot of people don't know that, but it does exist.
That's so good. And speaking of the roof, are there any discounts that someone can possibly get when they do install that new roof?
Absolutely.
Are there?
So, yes, there are. So, with a wind mitigation inspection and a four-point inspection, there's an area that tells you the life expectancy of the roof.
Right.
To be Florida Building Code, you have to be South Florida Building Code. And people say, well, I don't live in South Florida. That's the building code for the entire state.
Right.
You're held to that standard, right?
Yes, correct. So, in Miami-Dade County, it's 92-93, and all the other counties, it's about 2002, give or take.
Yeah.
And as long as your home was built after that, you automatically get a roof credit. So as you know, those ages are, you know,
of the roof, correct.
So it's a long time as of now. So you get the FBC if your roof was built after that, but now there are discounts depending on the age of the roof that you can get, but the biggest one is FBC. As long as your home was built outside of those ages, then you can get the discount.
What's that discount normally run? I know you can't give a solid number, but what have you seen in
10-15%, sometimes 20, depending on the area.
And that discount is off the coverage for, it's just off the
policy.
Dwelling coverage. It doesn't come off the entire thing?
Policy. It does. Yeah, so it's called a mitigation credit.
That's good. And so you'd also get credits for storm shutters and impact resistant windows and things of that nature.
Now you want to make sure, because a huge mistake that people make, especially when buying a home prior to getting shutters, they are under the misconception that I can just replace the windows and I will get the credit. In order to receive the full credit, every opening on the home has to be hurricane shutter rated.
So you're talking garage, not partial, door. You're saying complete.
Including complete. The garage.
Right. Including the garage. All of them. Right. Some people have skylights.
Yes.
Everything has to be hurricane rated.
So you're saying that discount equates to about, you said, 10-15%.
Well, that was the roof. Shutters, it's probably another 10%.
Okay.
Correct. Depending, there's several different factors, but if I were to put a number on it, it makes a difference.
And in a lot of cases, it makes sense if you can get that done, because that's such a huge thing here now with the, you know, ever-changing and ever-rising rates here in Florida. So to get a 10% discount for the roof and another 10% for hurricane shutters, et cetera. That's amazing.
Yes. Yeah, that's 25% discount. That's a nice little piece of change.
Yep.
You can
eat and sometimes it's more.
Oh,
that's
really?
Even better.
Yeah, I'm giving. Yeah. You.
So does it normally depend on the area that you live in?
It does.
Yeah.
So the closer you are to the coast, of course, your rates are going to be higher.
You're more prone to inclement weather. Yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah. So let's talk about if someone has a home business or Airbnb.
Correct.
What type of insurance coverage would someone need? Let's say they're purchasing their home and they said, okay, I'm going to use this for Airbnbs, or I'm going to do home business from here. Is there anything special or different that's included?
Yes. So that particular business. Airbnbs are short-term rentals. Mm-hmm. There are only a selected group of companies that insure those properties. Okay. You want to make sure that you're upfront and transparent with your insurance representative, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. what happens is that if you have a claim, they will deny your claim because of that.
See, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes. So if you are doing a short-term rental, make sure you speak with your insurance agent and let them know you are, because most carriers actually do not accept that risk.
So that's excluded. It's a name exclusion.
Correct, yes.
Oh,
wow. But it's not a name exclusion, it's ineligible.
Oh, and just they will
not
flat out.
Yep, they will not. They will not insure the property.
Wow.
And if there is any reason to believe that it is a short term rental, mm-hmm. they will cancel it, and insurance companies will not accept that risk.
Well, what about operating my business from home? Does it depend on the type of business?
It definitely depends mm-hmm. on the type of business. A lot of businesses are acceptable depending mm-hmm. on the carrier. It's mm-hmm. going to go by their guidelines. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, most businesses are like small beauty salons mm-hmm. or things like that. Mm-hmm. It depends on the carrier. Some carriers mm-hmm. accept the risk and mm-hmm. they just exclude the liability part. Some mm-hmm. of them require you to get a separate liability policy. Mm-hmm. It depends on the type of business.
Wow.
Yeah, so talking about liability, sorry, Luke.
We both have a lot of questions for you.
What type of liability would I need if I have a business, or just to protect someone from even if I have a party, let's say, mm-hmm. and someone gets injured on my property? Is there a specific type of liability coverage or a certain amount that I would need to carry?
Sure. So what I recommend to people, so Citizens is one of the biggest carriers, and they only limit you to $100,000 liability. Mm-hmm. But what I recommend to homeowners is $300,000. Mm-hmm. Now, if you throw a party and someone gets hurt, that mm-hmm. in most cases will be covered under mm-hmm. your existing homeowner's policy. Mm-hmm. I know you did mention business. That's mm-hmm. something separate, yes. But let's talk about, let's just say you throw a party.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I also recommend, on top of the regular liability mm-hmm. coverage that is covered under the home, you look at an umbrella.
Yes.
Because what happens is that there are two parts of medical coverage on most policies. You mm-hmm. have the medical payments mm-hmm. and you have the liability. Mm-hmm. Medical payments, hey, I come to your home, I get injured. The insurance company says, don't sue my client, I'll give you this much money. Mm-hmm. Don't sue my client. And mm-hmm. then you have the regular liability coverage. Mm-hmm. And there's another thought that I want to bring to you. Some companies exclude litigation costs in their liability coverage, and mm-hmm. some companies include it. So that also makes a difference. There's so many different factors. Mm-hmm. It's important to really sit and review your policy on what it covers and what it does not cover.
Yeah, and you mentioned umbrella policy. Yes. You know, a lot of time people hear umbrella policy and they're thinking, yeah, first, some people don't know what it is, but those that do know what an umbrella policy is, which we'd like you to briefly explain, they feel that it's for rich people, or it's for some, I can't afford it, or I don't need that, I don't make enough, or something like that. Tell us a little bit about that.
So an umbrella policy, for those who don't know what it is, it's a policy that gives you excess liability coverage in the event that you are sued or found liable for anything. Mm-hmm. So what has to happen is you have to have the minimum liability coverage on your home, the minimum liability coverage on your autos or whatever rental mm-hmm. properties, mm-hmm. whatever you have. So mm-hmm. once you meet that minimum threshold, you're able to buy excess coverage. Mm-hmm. And it's very affordable. Mm-hmm. I believe that everyone mm-hmm. should have it.
An umbrella
because
policy, yeah.
We look at our assets. Maybe you don't have a lot of assets, yeah. but if you were sued and something were to happen, there's a judgment for whatever reason,
yeah. mm-hmm. you're liable.
You know, you are liable.
Absolutely.
So, and it's very affordable. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think they mm-hmm. can't afford it. It's mm-hmm. very affordable.
That is sage advice to hear you say that. Because I don't think a lot of people realize that it is prudent that you have that in place to protect yourself and your assets.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We work hard for our income and
Yeah.
I'd like to just take quickly a reminder here to let everyone know this is a live call-in show. And if you'd like to give any comments or have any questions for our distinguished guest tonight, the number is 772-221-1100. And again, the number is 772-221-1100. We'd love to hear from you. Mm-hmm. So, got a question as to how my insurance costs impact or affect my mortgage payments.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people come in and they'll say, well, we want to get a house, and then we give them the mortgage number, And then when we add in the insurance and taxes, they're like, wow, that's not the number that we started with.
Yeah.
Kind of, you could go into that explanation.
When someone initially buys the house, a lot of times the mortgage broker, they give the estimate of what it would be. So, for example, in working in the price, cost, insurance, and principal, you have a rate.
Right.
And what happens is the next year, so in essence, when you purchase your home, you're actually paying for that first year. And if it's escrowed, you're immediately paying for the following year of your mortgage.
Right.
So what happens is if that price changes and the rates go up, it will increase your mortgage, unfortunately. So if the rate would go up by $100 a month, just for number's sakes, technically they're charging you for the initial, and then they're charging you a year ahead of time. So that's how it affects your mortgage. So a lot of times you want to be very careful, or just pay a lot of attention to your escrow balance, because sometimes it can be avoided ahead of time. Speak to the mortgage company, but it definitely will affect your mortgage payment.
I would someone get asked as to like their escrow balance to know that, if you could share a little bit about
Your mortgage statement. So a lot of people have servicing companies, and you can even call, but it's usually on your mortgage statement. Depending, so if you think about it, escrow is really your money. They're holding your money pay the insurance premium. So you definitely want to pay attention to that.
Absolutely.
But call your mortgage company.
Like read things, you know, read their policy, but read the statement. Just
Take
a look.
It says more than hey, after this date you're a late payment.
It does.
There's a lot
does.
More to it, reading through it. That was great advice. Good to hear that.
I have a question. So if I'm a landlord and I'm not living in the property, what type of insurance would I need for my rental property?
So in essence, it's a DP3 if it's a single family home, or it can be an HO6 if it's a condo, depending on what. I mean, you want to make sure that you make your insurance agent aware of it, because it has coverage that you won't get on a regular policy, like loss of rent, which is important. If there's a loss, you want to access that loss of rent coverage. But so those are the two main policies for a.
And it doesn't include coverage. Contents coverage.
It can.
Okay.
It can include content coverage. Yes, it can include content coverage and liability coverage. Now, if the home is in a business name, the insurance company will not give you liability. So if a business is a name insured, you have to purchase your liability outside of a regular homeowner's policy.
And what type of policy would that be?
A general liability policy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that will extend.
You are a plethora of information.
Yes.
So a question that I have to ask you, and this is something that was near and dear to me because it happened. You know, last year, I think it was the 21st or 22nd of August last year. Anyway, it's been a year plus. I had a fire at my home. And the fire destroyed a portion of the home. We had a portion that was destroyed, water damage, you know, the smoke damage, and there were some other things. But one of the things that I learned quickly about that incident is that there is replacement costs and there's
actual.
The actual.
Yes.
So if you could go into that a little bit, because I think that was so... It was a valuable lesson for me, number one. But I don't think a lot of people think about it a lot, because when you look at your policy, insurance is one of those things you go, well, you know.
I have it, thanks.
Yeah, I've got it. And, you know, and so now how much would it be if I got that one, and how much I can save? How much? They don't realize how that, like, cheap is expensive when it comes to insurance, and expensive is very cheap. So if you would share a little bit of dialogue about the difference in those two and whether it's beneficial or not to.
And I work for home. I have over 15 carriers, so I'm not biased to one, but I educate my clients. So what happens is there's two different types of coverages for your property and even for your roof. We have replacement costs. So what replacement cost says is, if something happens, I'll give you the value of what the property is today. So for example, if you purchased a TV 10 years ago, it depreciates. Replacement costs give you the cost of the TV today. Actual cash value, unfortunately depreciates the value of whatever property it is. Even a roof. A lot of companies are adding actual cash value to the roofing estimates too as the endorsement.
That's crazy.
Correct. So you want to make sure you read the fine print of your policy. I can speak for myself. I'm an insurance agent. I'm a liaison. I consult my clients and I let them know what's covered and what's not covered.
Right. They get to choose.
Correct.
Right.
So you can choose what you want. So you want to be careful that you understand the policy language and you know what you're buying, because it can be the difference between $1,000, right? And the customer thinks it's great, but they're not giving you any coverage.
Right. Yeah. Right. And to put that in layman's terms, so if I purchased a television 5 years ago for like $1,200, and I had actual cash value, and today that television is worth $500. They're giving me $500.
Correct. Well, but they're depreciating it based on the
years. Yes, to now. Right. As opposed to me getting a new today's price for the cost of that same or like-kind television.
Correct.
So that's something so important for people to think about.
In most cases, the values go up.
Right.
Because, it makes a huge difference. Yeah.
That's absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why we want to have you on the show tonight. What we do is we make sure that as we partner with organizations and services, that we partner with people who are going to be not only someone that's, you know, peddling their wares, but they're also an extension of our services. And we work very hard on being
educating.
Educating and being that concierge kind of boutique brokerage where people get, you know, white glove, if it's okay to say that, service, as they're dealing with various components of the home buying process. So that was really great advice and all that. So getting back into this part about the insurance, what does a standard homeowner's insurance policy usually cover in Florida?
Yeah, so a standard homeowner's policy, let's talk about HO3. It covers the dwelling cost. The biggest objection I get regarding dwelling cost is, give you a brief example, a home may be selling for $600,000 and the replacement cost may be $300,000. So I'll get someone that says, hey, that's not a good enough. I need to insure for $600,000. The reconstruction cost of the property does not include the land.
Yeah.
Yes. So you get the dwelling replacement cost. You also get liability. You get loss of use. You also make sure you know your deductibles too, because a lot of times you have an annual deductible for a hurricane and you have a per occurrence deductible for a hurricane. So you want to know that. But for the most part, it covers the basic coverages are in there. A few different things like jewelry, furs, those are limited. But for the most part, the meat of the coverage is the dwelling, the liability, and the loss of use.
And so for the jewelry and things like that, people can purchase an additional or an endorsement or something to get that coverage onto their policy?
Absolutely. Some companies offer you an endorsement to increase the level. Most of them limit you to $1,500. When you're getting to above $5,000-$6,000, I always recommend purchasing a separate personal artist policy for two reasons. One, you don't have to put a claim on your insurance company. And two, the policies are inexpensive. And they're covered anywhere in the world. They cover mysterious disappearance. So if you have jewelry, it's always best to purchase a separate personal articles policy, and not necessarily through your home insurance company, because it's very limited.
What about a renter? Renter's insurance, I know, is a thing that a lot of people think that they don't need. But for someone that has it and they have a lot of jewelry, especially in today's market where people are renting, they're paying $4,000 a month for rent. So having a renter's insurance policy is something important. What about them getting that type of coverage and also getting a separate policy for their jewelry as well, and maybe their laptop and all of that extra
stuff. So all of that would be covered under a renter's policy. And I actually have a customer called me this week. They had a claim. There was a fire in their home. Because of their renter's policy, not only were they able to go to a hotel, they're receiving benefits. the landlord is also receiving benefits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the renter's policy was $15 a month.
Yes.
Yeah, renter's is so affordable.
Like, yes. Yeah. It's like, I mean, it's like these Starbucks drinks for a couple days.
Yeah.
I don't know, with the way you drink this. Would you like to rephrase that? Or that was untrue, folks. let's strike that one from the record. All right. So I know a misconception, and it could be true. I'm not sure how it works or not, but I've always wanted to ask someone in the insurance industry this question. Whenever someone file a claim, you're going to always hear from that person, if I file a claim, my insurance is going to go up. Is that true?
Not at all. With home insurance, not at all. What you should be concerned about is claims occurrences. Mm-hmm. So with eligibility, after a certain amount of claims, you become ineligible.
Mm.
But like car insurance, your rate is based on your claims history. Mm-hmm. That's not necessarily true for homeowners insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have insurance for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
What I do is recommend, if you have a catastrophic loss,
mm-hmm.
go through your insurance mm-hmm. company and get it covered. That's why you have insurance.
Yeah.
But your rate is,
don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid. Consult your agent, insurance agent, and they'll guide you.
Right.
Because if
right.
there's something that costs $500 to fix, you
don't
want to
abuse the policy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't
want to
do
deductible.
That.
Sometimes the deductible doesn't even touch the coverage.
Yeah, correct.
You're paying more.
Yeah,
for the deductible.
Yeah. They say the average person has one claim every 20 years
mm-hmm.
for
yeah.
home insurance.
Mm-hmm.
If you're having a lot of claims, then you just can't, you won't be able to find coverage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you have a loss and it's something that, you know, it meets the deductible and it's mm-hmm. substantial,
mm-hmm. and it makes
file
sense.
A claim. Yeah.
Yeah. So people always talk about flood insurance.
Yes.
Like, some people be like, I'm not required to get a flood policy, mm-hmm. so I'm not going to get it. And sometimes people don't really understand what's considered a flood.
Yes.
So can you just give a brief example of what's considered a flood outside of everyone's normal thought?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to talk about the first misconception. Mm-hmm. I'm not in a flood zone.
Right.
The entire state of Florida is a flood zone.
Right.
You have preferred.
Is it really?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. So
okay.
You have preferred flood zone and high risk flood zone.
You heard
so
it here first.
So if mm-hmm. you're in a high risk flood zone, your mortgage company can require you to purchase mm-hmm. flood insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is flood. So if a pipe breaks in your home, that's not flood. Flood
mm-hmm.
consists of rising waters coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
So that's the biggest difference.
Mm-hmm.
So if a pipe breaks, people say, I had a flood in my home.
Mm-hmm.
Where you may have, that's not what the insurance company considers a flood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
wow. That's interesting.
This 30 minutes is not enough.
Absolutely not.
Oh my goodness.
So we're fortunate enough to be able to get her into our office, so you know, we can ask more questions.
By
the way, you folks, if you're interested in having more questions, Tiffany can give you some backup follow-up information.
And we also wanted to say, Ema and along with us and a few other people, we are actually having a home ownership workshop coming up on March 8th.
Yes.
Correct?
Correct.
So reach out to us on treasurecoastrealtygroup.com or on our Instagram at treasurecoastrg for more information. But we'll be back next week to tell you a little more about that as we get closer to the time. We'd like to thank you so much, Ema, for coming on.
It
was such a pleasure. We'd love to have you back.
Thank you.
For sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely.
Whenever you're ready.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in, guys. And we hope to see you, hear from you. You'll hear from us next week.
Yes. Yeah. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Thank
Bye.
You so much.
Good night.
You've been listening to the Keeping It Real Estate Show with your hosts, Luke Lewis and Tiffany Young. Thanks for tuning in as we explored everything you need to know about buying, selling, and investing in real estate. Our mission is to keep you informed and ahead of the curve in today's market. Be sure to join us next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. for more expert insights, tips, and local market updates. You can always reach us at 772-510-6801 or by visiting our website at treasurecoastrealtygroup.com. Until then, stay informed, stay inspired, and of course, keep it real in real estate.
Did you serve in the military? I'm the home lady, founder of Operation Veteran Home Ownership. We help veterans use their VA home benefit. You earned it, now use it. For more information, call 800-229-9792.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life, there's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day.